It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
A generation of young people are taking to new opportunities for skills and earning a living offered by blockchain and cryptocurrency technologies. Zachary Lawrence, a 15-year-old student of Dayton Griffith Secondary, is an avid fan of gaming. Unlike my next-door neighbor with a government job, Zachary is not keen on gaming simply to have moments of fun and relaxation. For Zachary, gaming is about gamify and developing the skills to play games to earn and as a possible future investment. Simone is a young painter with an accomplished assortment of varying pieces of art. Trained in landscaping and horticulture, Simone has begun a journey to get her work minted as NFTs or non-fungible tokens. She wants to sell her excellent art, perhaps just like a young poet, on a global market which has been created by blockchain technology companies such as OpenSea, Wax, and Rarible, and make more money than she might if she is restricted to a local audience. Although Zachary and Simone have not met, they share the passion of Isa, who is minting NFTs and making money while developing his knowledge and skills. Perhaps it is timely that the government of Barbados is looking at a new education act and education reform. Maybe, just maybe, the initiative to reform education might have deliverables that could aid Zachary, Simone, and Isa in their financial journey into the metaverse and beyond. Now, if you found this broadcast interesting, stay tuned to the Starcom network of stations for more. Much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.